This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's always here on Mondays, and his only disappointment right now is he left the WCCO radio air conditioning, which you have thoroughly enjoyed the last 90 minutes.
I was hoping you could patch me in from back there. And knock on my hair. Yeah. Is that the hair again? Was that an option?
Can we get the wireless mic back there?
This feels like home, though.
Tell people where in Tennessee you grew up.
Southeast, in between Chattanooga and Knoxville.
Okay.
Little town called Cleveland.
Okay.
So this was every day in the summer for us.
Okay. How population Cleveland was?
I think when I was growing up, around 25,000. I think it's a little bit larger now, but...
Okay.
Not super small, but certainly not big.
High school graduating class was about?
We had, I believe it was around 250.
250?
Yeah.
High school prom date, her name was, and maybe still is?
Stephanie.
Stephanie. Mm-hmm. Oh, did you notice that he's not saying Stephanie's last name?
Did hear that.
Very interesting. How did prom go for Chip Scoggins and Stephanie?
It went well. We had, I can't even remember where we did. We probably did it in Chattanooga. Yeah, I think they had one in Chattanooga.
Not at the school?
No. Okay. No. It's like now, like, the high schools don't really hold it at their high school.
Yeah,
right?
You're right.
They hold it at a special event. So I think, I'm almost positive we did the same thing. But other than that, pretty uneventful.
Pretty uneventful. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Main summer jobs for high school Chip Scoggins, or did you have a summer high school job?
No, yeah, I definitely did. So my dad worked at a chlorine factory, largest chlorine factory maybe in the world.
Really?
Yeah, HTH.
Okay.
And so my brother and I, in high school and college, my dad worked in the air conditioning offices, but my brother and I had to work for a painting contractor out in the plant.
That sounds like hard work to me.
I'm saying this is Tennessee summers.
Yeah.
You had to wear jeans, full Tyvek suit, the white Tyvek suit, face mask, hard hat, goggles, a ventilator.
Oh, my God.
Rubber gloves.
Do we want to be near this guy here again?
Days I thought I was going to die, literally die.
How hot did it feel in that full suit?
Like 1,000.
Oh, jeez.
And when we were in the college days... We weren't particularly smart. There would be nights where we stayed out, and we had to be there, 6 a.m. to work. So there were days where I'd literally sweat Corona.
Well, I got to be honest. If I know I'm going there, I'm going to have a little bit of fun for my sanity. Now, I probably didn't feel good about that decision of 5:15 when the alarm went off.
It was tough. Now, I will say this. We went back with a lot of money to school, which was nice.
Yeah.
So we made a good, we had a good salary, but it was...
Was your dad skimming off the top? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, we were expected to work hard and
it matters.
Be there every day. And
that's good.
You don't embarrass your dad at a place where he got you a job, helped get you a job. And so it was, put it this way, I was so thankful every year when we got to go back to college.
Yeah. How many years did you do this?
Three, four.
Yeah. Felt like 30 or 40?
Yeah, it took years off my life.
Oh, my God. Okay. Did you have a job while you were in college during this college year?
No. We could, because we made enough money, we could just focus on school. Yeah. And as one thing my parents always said, we don't want you to have a job.
Yeah. Concentrate on while you're here.
Concentrate on your school, have fun, and then work really hard in the summer and make enough money.
Your latest column is on college football. I talked a little bit about that with Patrick. Let's go to the Gophers part of
Sure.
this. Okay. Now, last year, the two of us probably had 5 Monday conversations either leading up to it and then early in the season. Is PJ going to let Ethan throw the rock Is he going to stay true to his system? And do the Gophers finally have a quarterback?
Yeah.
And I'll admit, when we saw a little bit of Ethan the year before, there were a half dozen passes where you kind of went, whoa.
Yeah.
There might be something here.
Yeah.
As it turned out, at least for the Gophers last year, there wasn't a lot from Ethan. So now we got a new guy. Okay, so I'm going to ask you the same question. Let's use the modern terminology. Will PJ let Max cook? And how convinced are you he's going to be a top-flight chef?
I think you're reading my column from Thursday, the advanced column. I will believe it when I see it. I will be the first one to admit I was wrong about Ethan Calicmanis. I thought he would flourish here. I thought he'd have a big-time career. I just saw, like you said, the limited action we saw the year before, his size, I just thought, man, this is, and it just did not.
He was athletic, too.
Yeah, it just did not work here. I don't know if that's all about him, if it was all about him, the situation, the coach, what, you know, we'll find out more this year when he plays at Rutgers.
Yeah.
But with Max Brosmer, I will say they have not been bashful in raising expectations, both PJ and Greg Harbaugh, the offense coordinator. And PJ, I was out there for one of their opening practices, and or maybe it was the time of quit, but PJ told reporters that kind of floated, it'd be, you know, he threw out the idea of completing 70% of their passes. And that raised my eyebrows because that has not been done by a Gopher quarterback. Now, Tanner Morgan
in his great year, how close was he?
65, 66.
Okay.
But it wasn't a ton
that's
of
still
attempt.
A pretty good jump, by the way.
But that, yeah, and that, by him throwing that out, kind of told me or indicated to me that we're going to see a lot of the similar concepts or the way that Tanner played and used that year in 2019. You think about it, it felt like they threw 100 slant passes a game.
Constantly. Now, I'll also say this.
They had,
I like those wide receivers that Tanner was throwing to, and those guys so far are not on this roster.
Well, no, and if you go back and look, and PJ told me this last year, and I went back and checked it out, the number of attempts that Tanner had that year versus other years was not demonstrably different. They were just more efficient. He had two NFL wide receivers who caught him and turned him into things.
And by the way, Chris Altman Belt wasn't bad himself.
So they were efficient. The attempts that they got, they made the most of. Yeah. So I think you're going to see Max Brosner, his DNA where he came from at New Hampshire was rhythm. Get the ball out of his hands quick. I don't want to call him just a check down,
check down Charlie.
But I think you're going to see more running backs incorporated, more quick hitting stuff, more slants. Try to get him into rhythms where you get that completion percentage high, because I don't think they're ever going to be a high volume throwing team.
I can't.
But you got to be more efficient. They, Chad, for 2 years they've been one of the worst passing offenses in major college football in terms of production and in terms of attempts.
How many Mondays have we been here saying they're at near the bottom, and they should do that? But I also read a story and saw a soundbite where he was just raving about the running back depth he has.
Yeah.
And Taylor, when he was healthy last year, looked really good. And, it looked like he might leave. Fleck did a good job keeping some guys. He has options. I just need to see the first, maybe it's even North Carolina in a few days, where all of a sudden Max has some good throws, but he also has his second interception. It's the third quarter. And is he going to stay true to him? Because my gut tells me the next two series, it's run.
And that's what PJ has done in the past or here in recent years. If they had a drop pass or an incompletion.
Yeah.
Or it stumbled somehow with the passing game, he would just shut it down and say, we're going to run the ball, we're better. And you can take that approach in the Big Ten West and have fairly decent success.
That's over.
That's gone, and you're not going to take a step as a program and be more competitive in this new Big Ten if you're just so dependent on the running game. You have to have a modern offense. You have to be able to have more balance than what they've shown. So we'll see if he – that is the true test, and you brought it up. It's like it's one thing to say it. It's another when it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
And let's
say it's a game where you're thinking, we got to win this one.
100%.
You know?
And it hasn't all been quarterback. I mean, their receivers dropped so many passes. They just were so inconsistent. But if it's third and six and you have to do it, you can't just run the ball all the time. You have to be able to complete that with a pass.
Okay, so let's stay with the Big Ten West conversation, because the true most passionate Fleck defenders will go overboard with the numbers and their record. And let me be clear about this. I think Fleck has done a lot of good things at the U of M. But when you compare who he had to play with the two obvious comparisons, there is no comparison. There is no comparison with what Glenn Mason had to face and even the early part of Jerry Kill. So if people want to have a debate, and there's some lined up and say Fleck has been the best, and some lined up and say Kill, some lined up and say Mason, I think it's fair. I'm a Mason guy of those three, okay? But I just think the diehard Fleck folks, when they cite the record the last few years and when the Big Ten West has been putrid and they had, what, three opportunities to get to the Big Ten championship game and let it go down their leg. That has to be a full context conversation.
Yeah, and I went back last year and looked at the number of times each year that Minnesota had to play Ohio State, Michigan, and or Penn State. And if you look back at Mace's first couple years, he played all three.
Yeah.
And there were not many years where Fleck has had to play two of them. Well, that's changing now. Now you're going to play more tough teams. The West is gone. You know, you're adding USC. You're adding Washington. Well, I will say, I think it's, I don't know if it's apples and oranges comparison, but when you're talking about these coaches and who is better, Fleck is dealing with a whole different ballgame when you're talking about NIL and transfer portal that previous coaches didn't have to deal with. That's made it a lot more challenging to coach in today's climate than I think previously when there's more roster certainty than what coaches face now.
Okay, so let me push back a little because you're right. But if you take that and then you take the facility, the stadium, the money he has for assistance,
all better.
Massively better than Mason had.
100%. Like the things that were really a negative with Mace, the facility, the stadium, those are now positives, right? Yeah. You can recruit to those. But I think you'd be remiss if you didn't say
no.
It's a different landscape. So I don't know if it's apples or oranges. It's just different. But
it's hard.
But in terms of scheduling, for sure, the Big West made it more manageable than what, because you're not facing those other teams. Now, I will say this. I do hope the Big Ten somehow, and it doesn't have to be at 20 schools, but they bring divisions back in some capacity to give it.
They're going to, right?
Because otherwise, there's going to be four or five teams every year that have something to play for.
Yeah, and I'm not forgetting what happened so often in late October or November with Mason either, right? I'm not saying, you know, he was Joe Paterno. I just think people have forgotten a little bit the challenge he faced. All right, let's get to the Vikings with Chip Scoggins. Check out his outstanding work on a regular basis in the Star Tribune. I'm going home at some point, and I'm picking up Q, and then I'm going to my house, which has air conditioning from K&S Heating Air, and I am going to be so happy because I can trust K&S Heating Air on a regular basis. Most of the time I leave the house, everybody else is gone. I turn that air conditioner higher. Not today, Chipper. I kept that air nice and cool because I want to come back to a cool house after spending about 5 hours out here when it's 177 degrees. KSheating.com. They still have such a fantastic deal available to you. Remember this number, $7,795. That's what you pay for a high-efficient Lennox air conditioner and furnace, and certain qualified buyers, guess what? 0% interest for 12 months. Reach out right now during the break. Go online, ksheating.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are killing me, Tubbsy, with this music today. 24 past 2. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. In about 10 minutes, Chip is here. Okay, I think your paper kind of did more of a, where are we at? They did the 53-man roster. Mm-hmm. Some other outlets did, what did we learn about the game against Philly? I didn't watch a second. I will say this. I saw enough people, including our guy Judd. The TV radio column in Judd will never, ever, ever, ever leave him.
Nope.
So I was out playing miserable golf, okay? And then I came back, and I record. It's automatically recorded, and I thought, am I going to watch this? Well, then I follow our guy Judd. He's like, Kevin O'Connell could be John Madden or something. He had him down. It's like the great. So I literally did my work, didn't watch any plays, but just listened to O'Connell with P.A. and Bursich. And you know what? He was pretty good.
That's all the reviews are. He was really good.
He was pretty darn good.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like, we all love being able to see behind the scenes and behind the curtain and see what coaches are thinking in real time and talking. Now, I know it's not high stress like an actual game, but you do get, I think, I didn't see it, but from what I heard,
you get a little feel.
You get some insight to what kind of his process, thinking is and strategy and what he expects to see on certain plays or whatever. So it was, I'm glad that the Vikings allowed them to do that, because I thought,
I agree,
game one, I thought Jefferson was outstanding.
Yep.
With Paul talking to him and then Harrison in the second game in this one. So it gave fans something different than just, a boring preseason.
Why am I paying attention to this?
Yeah. So
obviously by far the headline of preseason is JJ's done for the year. Outside of that, what's the second headline? Is there anything?
Well, I think the second headline to me is probably all the changes that they're trying to make with the cornerbacks to get that position.
Yeah.
I mean, you go out and
they're trying. They
signed five veteran cornerbacks. I don't think I've ever seen that with one
position in a training camp
to try to solve a problem. But to me, I mean, that position group is the biggest, the biggest unknown is the quarterback. And the X factor in what this season, to me, what the final record is going to be. Because I'm just curious to see what version of Sam Darnold we're going to see. And honestly, Chad, I have no clue.
So let's say today, if the two of us sat down and ranked quarterbacks 1 through 32, I mean, is he 28th, 29th, 30th? He's probably somewhere in there, right?
Well, and this is where you this is the fascinating thing about him is, I don't think it's all talent. I don't think it's all feel for the play. I mean, you can explain away some of his struggles.
Yeah, you can.
You can say, well, the talent wasn't there, or the coaching, or this, or that.
Right.
And you're probably true, but you can't absolve him of all of the problems.
No, and I'm saying, I agree with you 1,000%. It's not just, hey, I mean, the best talent he had was last year in San Francisco, and he barely played.
Yeah.
He played part of one game. Okay. But I think if you honestly had a draft, I can't imagine he goes higher in 26, 27. So here's what I'm saying. Let's say if he has an average NFL year. If you're going to say he's somewhere 16, 17, 18, well, to quote PA, let's play. Now that is also buying into that Flores, who pulled off magic last year, sometimes you can only go so far.
Yeah.
It does seem like, even after losing Daniil, who just was a monster again last year, that up front, they're going to be better with Grenard and Turner and Van Ginkle and Cashman and some other places. But again, cornerback, roll the dice.
Yeah.
I don't have a clue.
I think they will be. I think they're deeper. I think they're faster. I think they have more versatility along their defense. So I think they're going to be better. You take out, last month, I think the injuries caught up with him, their lack of depth caught up with him. Teams started to figure out his creative, all the different things he was doing.
They didn't forget that,
no,
by the way.
No. And so, but I think he has more kind of chess pieces to play with. I'm really excited to see what he does with Dallas Turner, because I think he's kind of a special athlete. It basically comes down to what can Kevin O'Connell get out of Sam Darnold when he's surrounded by Now, the wide receiver situation now with Addison's injury and possibly a suspension and T.J. Hockenson being hurt. But I think we're going to see more commitment to the running game.
Will we? I mean, it's almost the opposite of P.J., right?
It has to be.
Well, I know. I thought I heard that last year, O'Connell. And it didn't happen. And I know Jones finished the last five games all over 100.
He looks good, Chad.
And everybody tells me that exact same thing. When you see him in person, he looks really good. I get a little wary what a team gives up on a guy, and he just finished the year with five 100-yard carries.
Yeah, particularly when you saw the way he carried that offense down
yes.
the stretch. He was great.
Yes.
When he came here, you saw it. So
money was a factor.
Money was a factor, and he wasn't going to budge off what they were willing to pay him. And so that played a part in it. But I just watching him in training camp, he looks explosive. He looks healthy. And so I don't know, much like we talked about PJ, is in O'Connell's DNA that he just does not want to run the ball?
Yeah.
Or was it, you know,
who they have?
Dalvin, they felt, you know, many negative runs.
Yep.
And then Madison, they just whiffed on. They missed on him being a feature back. It just wasn't. It didn't come through for him. So I don't know. But here's the thing. They have to be more committed to the run because you can't put all that on Sam Darnold's shoulders.
We have a surprise for you.
Uh-oh.
We have the same hazmat suit that you wore in high school and college. We want you to wear that around the fair the next hour and a half. Dave, bring it out. Oh, we don't have it?
I'm sweating enough now.
Oh, my God. Exactly. Look at Cook. I'm going to wear that the last 20 minutes.
The fan. Yeah.
Cook has the fan. I'll run it. By the way, who's that guy right there? You see the guy?
Dr. Burns.
That is the greatest
legend
on the planet right there. The greatest doctor on the planet, Sheldon Burns. They don't get better than that guy right there. 100%. It's 232 on WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.